Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. American boxing legend Muhammad Ali has died after battling Parkinson's disease for more than three decades. The former world heavyweight boxing champion was fighting respiratory issues as well that were complicated by the disease he was diagnosed with in the early 1980s. Ali was known for his bold language as well as his fighting and his self-promotion while he was actively boxing.
Look at me. Look at my nose. Perfect shape. Lips, face. Now, I'm not boasting. It's hard to be humble as pretty as I am.
Ali, both beloved and controversial, so dominated professional boxing that Sports Illustrated magazine named him Sportsman of the 20th Century. Muhammad Ali, dead at the age 74. Also in the news, the United Nations Security Council has held an emergency closed-door meeting to hear briefings about the blocking of humanitarian aid in Syria. The French ambassador to the United Nations, François Delattre, told reporters after the briefing that the UN will ask Damascus to authorize humanitarian airdrops. And Britain's UN ambassador, Matthew Rycroft, says the equation is very simple. Lift the sieges.
Every siege must end. Every besieged area must get land access. If for whatever reason they're not prepared to do that, then there will be air access.
Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar Jafri, dismissed claims by some council members that his government is hindering deliveries of supplies to certain areas in Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says both Israel and the Palestinians need to take immediate steps to demonstrate their interest in a lasting peace. Ministers from more than 20 countries that gathered in Paris welcomed France's offer to coordinate and work on the prospect of convening an international conference by the end of the year. Neither Israel nor the Palestinians attended. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Somalia's capital, a rare instance of a foreign head of state visiting the war-ravaged country. Erdogan went ahead with the visit despite al-Shabaab's attack late Wednesday on the Ambassador Hotel in Mogadishu. That assault left 24 people dead, including the four attackers. Turkey and Somalia signed bilateral agreements on police training, education, and energy. 5 years after war broke out in Sudan's South Kordofan state, the UN Refugee Agency is reporting that thousands of people are continuing to flee the region, with most heading for South Sudan. Lisa Schlein reports from the UNHC headquarters in Geneva.
In the lead-up to South Sudan's independence in 2011, conflict erupted between Sudan's government and a rebel movement, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North. The UN Refugee Agency reports the problems that were pushing people to flee their homes back then continue to this day. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says so far this year, more than 7,500 refugees have crossed the border to Yida in South Sudan's Unity State.
From the refugees, we're hearing of escalating violence, talk of ground attacks, aerial bombings, the recent arrivals. We're also citing lack of food, no access to schools for their children.
And some people have become trapped and are unable to escape. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
10 refugee athletes from Africa and the Middle East will compete as a team in the upcoming 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Olympic officials say they are hopeful the refugee team will represent displaced people throughout the world. Athletes from the refugee team will march in the ceremonial parade of competitors from more than 200 countries when the games open on August the 5th. International football governing body says the group's former president, Sepp Blatter, and two other top officials awarded themselves pay raises and bonuses worth $80 million over 5 years. Details of FIFA's internal investigation were released one day after the police raided FIFA's Zurich headquarters in their Swiss investigation.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, we'll salute four of the greats of modern jazz: George Duke, Chico Hamilton, Ornette Coleman, and Herbie Mann, who left us far too early. They are gone, but not forgotten. I've had the honor of speaking to some of the finest jazz musicians the world has ever produced, and four of them left us in the 21st century far too early, no matter what age they passed away at. We'll talk to George Duke, Chico Hamilton, Ornette Coleman, and Herbie Mann, the great keyboardists, drummer, saxophonist, and flutist. During this edition of Jazz America, I'll share those conversations I enjoyed with them and some of their marvelous music. Let's begin this edition of Jazz America with some new music. And I wanted to play this for you for a number of reasons. First, it's just a great feeling, grooving, soulful, fine piece of jazz. And it features an all-star cast of players active today. It's from a new album titled All Right. And it's a band led by keyboardist Mike LaDon, who on this project has put together what he calls the Groover Quartet, with all-star players Eric Alexander, Peter Bernstein, and Joe Farnsworth. He adds as special guests Bob Cranshaw on the bass and Jeremy Pelt on the trumpet to give us the title cut from the new Mike LaDon album, on which he plays organ. The song and the album, All Right, beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Singers around today, Al Jarreau and Diane Reeves, in collaboration, in celebration of their dear friend, and in the case of Diane Reeves, her family member, her cousin, the late George Duke. That is Brazilian Love Affair, of course, the title cut from one of George Duke's most popular recordings from the 20th century. George Duke left us at the age of 67 on the 5th of August in 2013. He was born on the 12th of January in 1946 and left a wonderful, varied musical legacy as a great composer, a wonderful keyboardist, and a great vocalist himself as well. Now, that was from a recent release after the passing of George Duke, Al Jarreau, the album To My Friend, dedicated to George Duke. And he brought in Diane Reeves, George's cousin, to work with him on that song. Beautifully executed. Now, I had many wonderful conversations with George Duke, one of the warmest and most forthcoming and wonderful human beings I've ever met, musical people or otherwise. He always seemed to be in a great spirit and was a wonderful conversationalist, forthcoming with the details of his life, including this moment when he looked back at his earliest musical experiences. Now, you're born and raised Californian.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, and you're a Northern California, the Bay Area?
San Francisco, yeah.
Okay. What did growing up there have to do with your musical development in the early days?
Wow. Well, that's a good one. Actually, I think it had a lot to do with it. You know, I always wanted to come back to New York because most of the music I listened to during that time, my formative years, were all New York, basically New York musicians. But I never really got a chance to play that hard-edged sound that was going on here in New York as opposed to what was happening on the West Coast. But in terms of just development, the area, San Francisco, was a very relaxed kind of let's try it. If it doesn't work, who cares kind of area. Mm-hmm. And so that was a nice thing to be involved in the music scene in the 60s in San Francisco, because you're talking about Jimi Hendrix, you're talking about Janis Joplin, you're talking about a lot of East Coast musicians played the area at a club called the Both And Club. I mean, we had Miles come through, Sonny Rollins, a lot of guys that I got a chance to play with, and that was helped me a lot. I mean, tremendously. Mm-hmm. San Francisco was just a real loose, let's try it kind of area, and that's what's happening.
You have some formal education, too, musical mm-hmm. formal education, and I suppose that means when you're studying at a conservatory or in a music school that you're going to be studying some classical music,
yeah.
too. So what effect did that have on you?
Well, it was a good basic thing, you know, to have. I mean, I don't think I'd be able to do half the things I do now if it weren't for my formal training when I was coming up. Of course, I graduated from the San Francisco Conservatory of Music and California State University with a master's and taught school for a while before I decided to actually go into this business head on. But, yeah, the basic background in composition, music composition and ear training and all that, I mean, I couldn't do half the things I do now. It keeps you very versatile.
And versatility is the name of the game when it comes to the work of George Duke. As you heard him say, he worked with the likes of Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins. He also worked with great straight-ahead players like Dexter Gordon and Cannonball Adderley. But he probably is known best as one of the fathers of jazz fusion, the marriage of rock and jazz. And here's a great example of that from his album Reach for It. The song is Hot Fire. George Duke on Jazz America from VOA 1. Just like George Duke, you just heard the music of his fellow Californian, the man they call the Wizard of Montara, which is a little coastal town in the northern part of California, Bobby Hutcherson, from the album Goodbye Keystone, recorded live at and in honor of Keystone Corner, famous San Francisco jazz club, which was oftentimes called the Birdland of San Francisco. That was Rubber Man from Bobby Hutcherson and a host of fantastic players, Cedar Walton among them, on the piano. Hope you enjoyed that one. A little taste of that Northern California jazz sound. Got more of our salute to some of those greats, gone but not forgotten, coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently from Cyril Ziorkli from Accra, Ghana, who wrote me a simple message. Hi, Russ. I listen to Jazz America every Saturday and Sunday on 98.1 FM locally. I love jazz. Well, thank you, Cyril. Thank you for listening. Spread the word there in Accra, one of the world's great cities. And thanks to the folks at 98.1 FM for airing Jazz America. Well, here's some music that is also dedicated to another of the greats of jazz history who passed away far too early. He was an established keyboard player, loved by those who knew and worked with him, maybe not as famous as he would have been if he'd stayed a bit longer on this earth. He died very young. His name, Kenny Kirkland. And here is a young pianist, Keith Brown, from his new album, The Journey, with a song dedicated to Kenny Kirkland titled Captain Kirk. And I'll dedicate this one to all of you who love great piano players and to Cyril Ziorkli of Accra, Ghana, listening to Jazz America.
my baby don't care for high tone places. Liz Taylor is not his style, and even Lana Turner's smile something he can't see. My baby don't care, who knows it? My baby just cares for me.
Showing off her wonderful voice as well as her piano playing, too. That is Nina Simone. My Baby Just Cares for Me, one of her most famous songs from Let It Be Me, her 1987 release. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we're saluting four jazz greats who are gone but not forgotten. NEA jazz master, drummer, composer, band leader, educator, and musical visionary, one of the fathers of the jazz fusion era, though from the West Coast, he was a big part of the West Coast straight ahead scene too for years, and then moved to New York City to follow his musical dreams, and his dreams ended at the age of 92 on the 25th of November in 2013. Here's Chico Hamilton to join us for some conversation. I really enjoyed speaking to Chico over the years, and then we'll hear one of his signature songs with his signature rhythm, if you will, Cheeks Groove. Chico Hamilton joining us now on VOA's Jazz America.
This has been a wonderful time. I really enjoy our conversations we've had over the years. I've got one more thing I like to do, and your message to the folks listening around the world enjoying the jazz right now.
Well, the melodic structure can come from anywhere. You hear, probably hear it a zillion times, a zillion ways. The real change is the rhythmic articulation. It comes in a pattern of what kind of rhythm is based upon the melodic aspect of it. In other words, there's only been rhythmic-wise virtually two things. One is the rum da dum drum da 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 da, or boom 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 boom. Everything is a derivative of those two exotic rhythms. Now, what happens is, the most important thing people don't realize is to be able to dance. When you dance, when people stop dancing on their heels and start dancing on their toes, that's when it become a tap dance.
Mm.
When they danced on their heels, that was known as buck dancing.
Mm.
And they used the original jazz rhythm was Charleston, Charleston, cha, ah, pa, 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 pa,
pa, pa, pa, pa, pa, pa,
pa, pa, pa, pa, pa, pa, pa,
pa, pa, pa,
all God's children.
And you know, what you're talking about is what's known as kinesthetics, and trying to figure out what makes people move when they hear music. And if you can figure that out, you can always make a move. And you know what? I think you figured it out. Well, thanks for the knowledge, sir. Doctor Forrest Horn Chico Hamilton, it's been a pleasure to talk with you as always. Congratulations on multiple releases celebrating your 90th birthday, and long may you wave, my friend. It's been a joy.
God is good. Wherever I go, he gets there first.
And that will be added to the message of the folks.
That's my philosophy.
Thank you, sir.
Good. We'll be right back.
from his album Timely. That is the man they called Cheeks. That was his nickname, Chico Hamilton, with the song Cheeks Groove. And I hope you enjoyed that history lesson from him as we learned all about groove from one of the masters who understood it at a level that few of us ever will. Now, he's from Los Angeles, California, was Chico Hamilton, and he was a big part of the West Coast scene, as I mentioned earlier. Well, here's another gentleman who was a large part of that California West Coast jazz scene, Art Pepper. From the album The Artistry of Pepper, with his fellow Los Angeles luminaries, Russ Freeman on piano and Shelly Mann on the drums, here's the song Popo, the Shorty Rogers composition, on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. Some of that West Coast sound from Art Pepper and some all-star players. We've got more of our salute to those gone but not forgotten next hour. Stay tuned, won't you?